Rest of these news in brief. Egypt's president-elect Mohamed Morsi says the country will be independent from any foreign influence. He told crowds at Cairo's Liberation Square that the era of freedom has begun. Morsi said the people are the source of power and legitimacy. He's Egypt's first freely elected president and will soon be sworn in on Saturday. Jordanian capital Amman sees yet another rally by protesters demanding social and political reforms. They're also angry at the government's economic policies, among them price hikes. The protesters want Amman to instead focus on fighting corruption. Demonstrations continue despite a number of reforms proposed by Jordan's king. People rally in the Yemeni city of Sada'a to denounce what they see as a U.S. interference in their country's affairs. They believe Washington's policies are the source of trouble for Yemen. Protests were also held in other cities to reject immunity from prosecution granted to Yemen's deposed ruler, Ali Abdullah Saleh. Three in four Pakistanis are against the U.S. and its policies. That's what a new poll finds. It shows that the anti-American sentiment has increased by 10% over the past 3 years. The U.S. assassination drone attacks in Pakistan are the main reason behind the Pakistanis' dissatisfaction. U.S. President Barack Obama is in the state of Colorado visiting areas where wildfires have forced mass evacuations. The visit comes after Obama issued a disaster declaration. The move allows federal funds to be used to combat the blaze. The fires have destroyed nearly 350 homes. Deadly blast in southern China. It was caused by oil leaked from a tanker that crashed with a truck. At least 20 killed, 14 injured. The blast set a timber mill, nearby vehicles and houses on fire. The blaze is now under control and the area has been evacuated. The U.S. launches a new spy satellite into orbit on a secret mission. The satellite blasted off from a launch pad in Florida. It was a second classified mission for the National Reconnaissance Office in 9 days. The agency plans another launch in August. And also, in the U.S., a man convicted of deliberately burning down his mansion dies in court. The man apparently took a pill to take his own life after hearing his guilty verdict. The prosecutors say he set his fire to his mansion in 2009 because he couldn't afford the mortgage.